Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Molly and Haw want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing and
thank you, David. Thank you for listening.
That is what that's what helps us. So bless you. And want to thank all of our wonderful helpers today. Dustin Rhodes helps everyone. It's just he's a helper. Kevin, we love you dearly. Eli, thank you, buddy.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
And let's welcome in our friends, our compatriots, our brothers in sports, Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys. Morning,
what's happening, fellas? Guys? You should see it out here. What an ideal day for this event.
We should say you guys are at the Joe Madden Celebrity Golf Classic, and it is Bryn Mawr Country Club. 6600 North Crawford Avenue in Lincolnwood.
And a little bit of fog is burning off the greens as we speak. The third annual Try Not to Suck golf outing.
And yeah. Can't we have a little more highbrow name for it than that? It's rather vulgar, frankly, if you don't mind my saying so.
That's a bunch of old baseball players. What do you want? You know, this is. I think it's perfect for this crowd.
Yeah.
Is David Bodie actually going to be on the premises, or is he going to be on the phone when you guys talk to him at 10:20?
I think on the phone.
Probably phone. He did say after the game that he had a rousing day of celebrating his walk-off Grand Slam last night of hanging with the kids today. So I assume he's hanging with the kids and then going to call us.
Are you sure the kids aren't those old baseball guys you were referring to?
They really might be. Sometimes you have to treat them all the same.
Well, and when we had Bodie on Friday, we asked him about July 26th, and he said, really, truly, sincerely, it's just another game. He insists that he stays even keel. He doesn't treat any of these outcomes differently. So we're going to press him on that today.
A guy who has spent as long in the minor leagues as he spent in the minor leagues, I actually believe him.
Yeah, and actually has gone through what he's gone through. There were a couple moments where he said to us where he almost hung him up.
Yeah.
Where he had to be talked out of it. Things went badly for him, and he had some anxiety issues and went to some pretty dark places before he was able to climb his way out to that spot. I'm looking right now in front of me. I love the graphic rendering of the Fangraphs win probability chart, where you just see this little jagged line trending down, down, down toward the ninth inning, and you get down to Ben Zobrist grounds out to first, and it's a 1.9% win expectancy. And then something goes straight up toward the right, and the game is over. It's just another way of looking, even though we intuit it, certainly. But I didn't know the term golden homer for something like that, but I learned a new baseball term.
The term golden homer? That's what a walk-off grand slam is, a golden homer?
While down three with the team down to their
last
strike.
It's only happened like one other time. How does it have a name?
Two times. Chris Hoyles in 96 and Alan Trammell in 88.
Okay.
For all the years we have pitch data. So who knows? Somebody might have hit one into the Gloman back in the 18-somethings or whatever. But but even then, this was a definitely different thing last night. And I'm... You know, as excited as I am to have David Bodie on the show a little later this morning, Cubs hero from last night, if he wants to say that a July 26th game tying shot in the ninth is just another baseball moment, he's lying if he tells you that again this morning. He's just going to be lying if he says
it. And Christopher Konka tweeted that it is the first ultimate grand slam, a walk-off grand slam hit when down three to erase a 3-0 deficit since Sammy Bird of the Reds did it May 23rd, 1936. And Bodie's was with two out. Bird's was with none out. So, and I mentioned this on Twitter last night, objectively, if we balance for the teams involved, or it's not a World Series game, we're not talking about a competitively significant outcome, but objectively, it's one of the most dramatic finishes to a major league game ever.
This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Just because of the math, you're right. Because the odds against it, the two strikes, right. two outs, the deficit. And you know, then when you factor in who was at the plate, nothing against David Bodie. He's hitting over 300 and since he's been up here. But that's not the guy, if you're ranking the most likely hero on that team, he's not in your top five.
Yeah, it really is one of these things where it reminds you, when we look at the history of this game and the fact that things just happen. I love the fact that all of a sudden we're bringing up names from 1936. We're bringing up the name Chris Hoyles because of things just happen. You have to love variance.
Did Pinella manage that Reds team?
The 1936.
Was that Lou's team?
Yeah, and you know what? Lou got the short shrift there because Johnny Vandermeer didn't come into the play until 1937, so he's working with a pitching staff. And David Bodie's was a pinch hit. I mean, pinch hit. He wasn't even in the game. He came in off the bench and cold.
And not only we got bat flip and helmet toss.
And jersey rip.
I mean, that had
the bat whole flip was classic, though. That was he knew it.
Bat flip.
He enjoyed it. He savored it. It wasn't showing off. It was just he was in the moment.
And also what it did to be the cherry on top of a memorable day of sports viewing for those of us who turned on the television at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and watched every swing of the final round of a major that was just spectacular viewing, then to have that to finish off the day.
Did you miss Man City Arsenal? Is that what you're telling me?
He was toweling off from the golf, I think, on his way to watching a Cubs game.
I did miss Man City Arsenal.
Kevin missed it too.
Shame on you.
Here, I thought you were cultured, Dan.
Was that the one where Wayne Rooney stole the ball on a slide tackling? No, he's in MLS now, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm sure the Screamers Howlers podcast has seen that video. My word.
Yes.
I retweeted it from @ScreamerHowler. Thank you for the shout-out, Connor.
That's probably where I saw it on Twitter because I do nothing but follow Screamers Howlers Twitter.
Connor.
That's quite an event for
Connor,
Wayne Rooney.
My favorite guy at the score. Right.
Thank
now.
You. Thank you.
Always has.
Pumping the podcast there.
So who else besides David Bodie you guys have today?
We don't know is the honest answer. It's just going to be whoever we can corral and bring him by. I think Joe Maddon's going to stop by, just say, hey, set the scene for us here, talk about his relationship with Alex Rodriguez and how they buried the hatchet or not. I got to figure out what happened there. Sounds like there's an uneasy sort of...
There's an open hatchet.
Someone's
buried. Yeah.
Something doesn't add up because neither side ceded any ground, but there seems to be a detente.
Right.
So someone was swinging a bottle.
They agreed to disagree. They did what people
who get
criticized do with people who criticize them. You just agree to disagree. You coexist.
Yes,
you don't have to be buddies.
No, they're going out for drinks.
Well, I doubt that. I really
there's a performative back padding that needs to happen for everybody here.
Yeah.
You disagree.
Well, okay. I mean, just get along, whatever. You're professionals. You get how it goes. Just deal with it.
There will be a bunch of celebrity names and faces wandering around here and lots of old baseball players. And,
Jose Altuve.
We'll talk plenty of baseball and PGA stuff because that was
great.
There are two athletes that walk this earth right now that outside of my Meatball Bear Sundays, two guys that can really make me feel like a kid watching sports. And that's Tiger and LeBron.
Oh, you said LeBron. Damn it, I was trying to get you to tease it. All right, guys, we will be listening.
Enjoy
yourselves. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.